This morning on WCHL, teachers in North Carolina may get their first raise in years.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
First 11 arrested in Raleigh's Moral Monday protest were found guilty on Wednesday. And Orange County continues to show its backing of marriage equality as two of the county's three towns now have openly gay mayors.
It doesn't even matter that I'm gay. And in fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, Oh, good, we'll have another female mayor.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And at WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina gave the ACC a pair of wins and a pair of upsets in the ACC Big Ten Challenge as the Carolina men knocked off the number one team in the country. And the number 18 women dominated number 15 Nebraska. And
what can you say about Carolina's schizophrenic season?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07 at WCHL. We have 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, unseasonably warm this morning. And the main thing about the weather is there is dense fog there. It is really hard to see 10 feet in front of your car this morning. Very thick fog. It's going to be around for a while. Otherwise cloudy, with a slight chance of rain today and the high about 70. The Carolina men's basketball team provided another national shocker last night with an inspired 79-65 win over the top-ranked Michigan State Spartans in the Breslin Center for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Tar Heels are now 5-2 on the season. Michigan State lost for the very first time. It was clear from the outset that the UNC squad that played against Louisville had returned. The energy and intensity was there from the beginning, while Michigan State lacked the normal fight that a Tom Izzo coach team usually exudes. And once again, that was Carolina over Michigan State last night, 79-65. We'll get to that story coming up on WCHL Championship Sports. We'll tell you all about it right here on WCHL. North Carolina teachers have gone 6 years without a real pay raise, but that might change next year. Governor Pat McCrory said on Tuesday this week that he wants to roll out a North Carolina public school teacher pay proposal early in 2014, but didn't get into the specifics of the plan. Mary Gunderson, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support, said that without an attractive beginning salary to offer, it has been hard for the district to attract new and qualified teachers.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
North Carolina's teachers are among the lowest paid in the country. District leaders have said in the past that the Chapel Hill Carrboro City school system relies on recruiting teachers from outside North Carolina due to a shortage of teachers from within the state. The district is forced to compete with other states that offer higher salaries, and often it comes up short.
We absolutely need a competitive salary, particularly at the base of the pay scale, so that we can attract new people to the profession and be able to retain them as the years go by.
McCrory told reporters after Tuesday's Council of State meeting that the first step is making sure there's room in the budget for teachers' pay increases. Stagnant salaries are just one of the many issues that educators have said threaten the education system in North Carolina. State lawmakers eliminated salary bonuses for teachers with advanced degrees and also nixed teacher tenure. A Wake County judge found North Carolina NAACP President William Barber and 11 other Moral Monday protesters guilty of second-degree trespassing and violating building rules while rallying at the state legislature in April. District Court Judge Joy Hamilton issued her ruling on Wednesday after a two-day trial during which defense lawyers argued that the protesters' actions were protected by both the United States and state constitutions. The Associated Press reported the 12 defendants in court this week were among the first of more than 900 people arrested during the weekly Moral Monday peaceful protest against legislation passed by Republican-controlled General Assembly during the summer. Hamilton sentenced the defendants to pay a $100 fine and court costs. The defense gave immediate notice of appeal for the two convictions. A handful of protesters have been convicted and are appealing, and a few others were acquitted. Charges against dozens of protesters were dropped after they agreed to perform community service under a deal offered by Wake County prosecutors. WCHL News Time, 6:10. More news in just a moment.
Honey, I'm thrilled you're making dinner tonight, but are you sure you know what you're doing?
Don't worry. I've got my recipes. I've got my ingredients. I've got my good old-fashioned common sense. How hard can it be?
Honey.
I know. Should have gone to Buns.
Buns Burgers and Fries, voted best burger in town 4 years running on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary. When it's lunchtime, when it's dinner time, when you're in the mood for real good food, should have gone to Buns.
Okay, I'm all set for a full Saturday of kitchen remodeling. Step one, fix the countertop. Step two, update those cabinets. That's okay, it's under warranty. Step three, modernize the floor. My wife's gonna kill me.
Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Visit us at cederbergkitchens.com.
Happy holidays. This is Cindy Goodman, Southern Village Realtor and Resident. This time of year, there's much to enjoy in Southern Village, from the latest movies at the Lumina to sipping hot cocoa at the La Vita Dolce Cafe. Dinner at Pazzo, Town Hall Grill, or Merlion make for a welcome shopping break. If you're considering buying or selling in Southern Village, let me work for you in the neighborhood I know and love. This is Cindy Goodman, Senior Broker with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill-Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
613 at WCHL. Local governments here in Orange County have a legacy of making history with firsts for the LGBTQ community in North Carolina. Lily Lavelle was sworn in as Carrboro's 23rd mayor on Tuesday evening, becoming North Carolina's first openly lesbian mayor. She joins Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsman, who is openly gay as well. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with the two mayors to get their take on the historic night.
I'm really proud to be an elected official in Orange County where, frankly, it doesn't even matter that I'm gay. And in fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, oh, good, we'll have another female mayor. You know, they were more interested in me being a female.
That's Lavelle. After taking the oath of office, Lavelle's partner, Alicia Stemper, presented her with a purple t-shirt that said, I'm openly Carrboro on the back. Carrboro was the first municipality in North Carolina to elect an openly gay mayor, Mike Nelson, in 1995. More than a decade later, Mark Kleinschmidt became Chapel Hill's first openly gay mayor in 2009 and is now serving his third term in office.
As a community, we evaluate folks who ask to be leaders on par with each other. You know, that there isn't a disqualifying element, at least not a kind that you're born with.
Orange County was the first county in North Carolina to elect an openly gay county commissioner. Concerning statewide legislation, elected officials in Orange County overwhelmingly opposed Amendment 1 in 2012, Lavelle explained, and the voters did as well. Of the 100 counties in North Carolina, Orange County was only one of 8 counties to vote against the law that defined marriage solely as a union between a man and a woman. Carrboro has also made strides as the first municipality in the state to grant domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples.
I think even more perhaps than our openly gay mayors is just the fact that we've always been known, you know, not just Carrboro, but Chapel Hill and Orange County in general, for being the first to maybe talk about some ideas that seem kind of far out or seem kind of, you know, like no one's heard of them. And then several years later, the rest of the state then starts to examine them.
Though much has been done for LGBTQ within Orange County, Kleinschmidt said there is still work to be done on legislation in North Carolina. He cited examples such as the North Carolina Supreme Court's ban of second parent adoption rights for same-sex couples and that an employee's sexuality can be grounds for firing in North Carolina. Both Lavelle and Kleinschmidt agreed that change begins at the grassroots level, and both said they will remain committed to that during their terms in office. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:16. Longtime Chapel Hill resident and proprietor at the University Inn and Pines Restaurant, Charles Nottingham, died on Friday at the age of 94. Nottingham died at Carolina Meadows, where he resided. He was a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy and served in World War II. Nottingham and his wife, Bee, who died back in 2002, enjoyed traveling during their retirement, including places Charles saw during the war. A celebration of his life will be held at the Carolina Meadows Auditorium on Monday at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, the family asked that donations be made to the Employee Appreciation Fund at Carolina Meadows. Charles Nottingham, dead at the age of 94. A proposed light rail that will connect UNC to Durham may interfere with some existing structures around Chapel Hill, including the UNC Findlay Golf Course. The proposed light rail is a 17-mile stretch that would connect UNC hospitals through Duke and downtown Durham all the way to North Carolina Central. Currently, the planned light rail will pass by Findlay Golf Course near holes 3 and 17. More details on this story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by your friends at the Carolina Inn. Don't forget about the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, not much happening on the roads this morning, but let me throw that caution out there one more time. It is really foggy this morning, so please drive with extra caution. Hard to see very far in front of your car, but otherwise everything looks good. Rand Northam will be reporting on traffic. You'll hear from him about a half an hour from now. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m., and certainly that is an accurate thing to do today because it is really thick out there. Areas of dense fog early, and then after that finally clears away, we'll realize that we have cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain, high today about 70. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, near steady temperatures in the middle 60s overnight, and tomorrow cloudy with a high in the middle 70s. A chance of rain coming late tomorrow night, 80% chance of rain late tomorrow night with the lows in the middle 40s, and then a chance of rain on the weekend as well, Saturday and Sunday. Wouldn't you know it? 6:18 at WCHL. Championship sports on the way next.
This weekend at Diamonds Direct, an incredible three-day earring-only event. All earrings in the store on sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Special prices on every pair of earrings. Classic diamond stud earrings. Stunning diamond hoop earrings. Sterling silver earrings. Pearl earrings. Earrings with diamonds and pearls. Or diamonds and sapphires. Emeralds and rubies. This is the perfect holiday gift for women. You can't go wrong with a nice pair of earrings. And you can't beat these prices. Our selection of earrings has never been greater. Literally thousands of pairs of gorgeous earrings on sale. Fabulous designer earrings straight from the fashion runways. Teardrop earrings. Cluster earrings. Chandelier earrings. Halo, martini, and dangling earrings. Earrings with precious and semi-precious stones. All colors. It's amazing. And they're all on sale. This weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, during this event, we have same-as-cash financing for 15 months on any pair of earrings. Free gift wrapping, too. The three-day holiday earring event. This weekend only. At Diamonds Direct on Glenwood beside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. The Carolina men's basketball team provided another national shocker last night with an inspired 79-65 win over the top-ranked Michigan State Spartans in the Breslin Center for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. It was quite a night for Carolina hoops.
Just 9 seconds to go. 79-65. Appling, front court. No good on the layup. And how about them Tar Heels? Carolina comes into East Lansing, Michigan and knocks off the number one team in the country, 79-65.
That, of course, is the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel, at the conclusion of the game. Tar Heels improved to 5-2 on the season. Michigan State, 7-1 now. They were undefeated coming in. It was clear from the outset that the UNC squad that played against Louisville had returned. The energy and intensity was there from the very beginning, while Michigan State seemed to lack the normal fight that a Tom Izzo coach team usually exudes. It was a furious tempo that favored Carolina as J.P. Tokoto scored a couple of baskets, and Marcus Page added another their layup to stake UNC out to a 10-4 lead with 15-15 left on the first half clock. With 11:56 to go in the first half, it was Carolina claiming a surprising 18-6 lead on the Spartans. After the game, UNC head coach Roy Williams said the team was firing on all cylinders.
We were really good. Just tell you, that's exactly the way I felt. We were active. We were disciplined on the offensive end. We were active on the boards. We were aware of what was going on offense, much more so than we have been.
James Michael McAdoo emerged from his recent slumber to make a couple of baskets of his own. Everything seemed to be clicking for the energetic and focused Tar Heels, now up 28-17 with 7:33 to go in the first half. The crowd erupted as the Spartans got some momentum and closed within five with less than 5.5 to go in the half. But Kennedy Meeks quieted the crowd for a moment with the score inside. Carolina went on a five-minute scoring drought to end the half that left the game tied at 32 as the team trotted into the locker room. UNC turned the ball over on four of its last five possessions of the first half. Michigan State shot 41% from the floor. Carolina shot 39%. Marcus Page, the scoring leader for the Tar Heels on the season, was one of six in the first half against the Spartans. Second half opened with both teams finding some offense. Appling struck again with an extremely deep three-pointer to tie the game at 49 with 11:54 to go. After a timeout, Bryce Johnson made a nice move to lay the ball into the basket and break that tie. Then Tokido got a feed from Page to keep the momentum on Carolina's side.
Page with the rebound. Bounces it ahead to Tokido. Watch out, baby. Big right-handed slam.
And Page emerged to swish a three to push Carolina up 63-52 with less than 6 minutes to go. The clock was beginning to become a real factor when Meek scored inside to push the margin out to 13. Carolina was on a 16-3 run since the game was tied at 49 points earlier in the second half. Nate Britt connected in both of his free throws to maintain an 11-point lead. Michigan State was amping up the pressure on defense, but the Tar Heels staved it off by earning a foul. Tar Heels connected from the charity stripe, but it counted. With 2:40 left, UNC was up 71-61. Harris responded with a three from Michigan State to get them within eight, but there wasn't enough time for the Spartans to claw their way back into this one as UNC continued to make the majority of its free throws down the stretch. And again, Carolina with a very impressive win last night over the number one team in the country, 79-65. What a night for Carolina basketball. Earlier, strong shooting early in the game and a career night by UNC women's basketball player Zelina McDaniel helped the number 18 Tar Heel women's team pass the number 15 Nebraska Cornhuskers in the ACC Big Ten Challenge last night, 75-62, the score in that game. Cornhuskers came out hot and behind the arc, shooting 4 of 5 of the first 4.5 minutes. Tar Heels were forced to take a timeout. They were down 16-7 at that point. However, Carolina came out of that break with a 4-0 run to keep the deficit manageable. And then the Tar Heels came out of the under 12-minute timeout with another 4-0 run to bring the game within one at 21-20. UNC held the first lead of the game at 2-0, but took it over again at 24-23 in the middle of a 14-2 run and extended the lead to a dozen before taking the lead into the half 40-30. McDaniel was 7 of 7 from the floor in the first half, 17 points in all. As a team, the Tar Heels shot 53% from the floor in the first half. Huskers also turned over the ball 13 times in the first half compared to 6 for the Tar Heels. Carolina held its double-digit lead for most of the second half. Tar Heels' shooting fell off a little in the second half, but the team still finished at 48% on the night. McDaniel tied her career total with 25 points, 11 of 15. She also tallied 8 rebounds. Alicia Gray also was in double figures with 14. With that win, Carolina improved to 7-2. Nebraska falls to 6-2. UNC has 10 days off now to prepare for Charleston Southern, which come to Chapel Hill on December 14th. But what a night it was for Carolina basketball, the men and the women. 6:25 at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood File with who else? Charles Osgood.
Well, if you're between the ages of 18 and 29, that's what Harvard University's Institute of Politics thinks of you as. It studies you, tracks you, tries to figure you out. It's old people who are supposed to be grumpy sourpusses, but right now...
Millennials are not a happy bunch. Their views right now towards politics and towards elected officials and our leaders in Washington are on the downswing.
Trey Grayson, the Institute's director, says that's based on current polling of millennials.
We asked them what direction they think the country's headed, in the right direction or the wrong direction, and only 14% said it was headed in the right direction, 49% said in the wrong direction.
More after this from David Harris of AJC.
65 years ago this month, the UN adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. AJC is proud of the role we played at the time in securing adoption. Following the devastation of the Second World War, the UN sought to define the basic human rights to which everyone should be entitled. Eleanor Roosevelt, one of the Declaration's authors, said it may well become the international Magna Carta of all humanity. Decades later, Pope John Paul II referred to the Declaration as one of the highest expressions of the human conscience of our time. It puts human rights and human dignity at the center of how the world ought to work. Tragically, though, some countries don't comply. From Iran to Syria, North Korea to Sudan, certain regimes disregard human rights daily. Until the Universal Declaration of Human Rights' noble vision is achieved everywhere, none of us should rest easy. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AJC Global. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
Young people have been optimistic perennially, but that isn't the case now, it seems, millennially.
The likelihood that these views of this generation, these 18 to 29-year-olds, are going to shape their future, their views on politics and everything else is pretty strong. And it is a shift compared to previous generations. And every year, more and more of them are becoming a bigger voice in elections and in politics.
Trey Grayson says they used to be big Obama supporters.
The millennials elected President Obama. They helped him win the 2008 election. They reelected him. They believed in him, and they thought that he could make a difference. But the longer he's been in office, his support, especially in the last 6 months, has gone down. The approval rating for specific policies has gone down.
Including the Affordable Care Act?
The majority of these 18 to 29-year-olds do not support the health care reform law, no matter what it's called. They think the costs are going to go up. The success of the Affordable Care Act really depends upon a lot of these millennials signing up. And it's got to be a concern for the president and for the supporters of the act to see that there's this lack of support for the law and lack of interest in signing up.
Trey Grayson, director of Harvard's Institute of Politics. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Another veteran agent at Weaver Street Realty in Carborough is Bill Mullen.
Well, my slogan is actually, have boots, will travel. I will put on my boots and go show land because that's what I love to do.
Being a part of the Muddy Boots land team, what exactly does that mean?
We show a lot of land. We sell a lot of properties out in Orange and Chatham and Alamance counties. And we like to go out and show properties and walk in the mud and find the boundary lines, look for great places to build a house or places to put your septic tank or your well. Which features of the property are interesting, like great big trees or rock outcroppings or creeks. So we just like to get a feel for the property and see what it's about, what it has to offer.
Bill Mullen wants his customers to know everything they can possibly know about the property they're getting.
Yeah, I think it's very important to know all the aspects of the property, what it has to offer. Best to go in the wintertime when the leaves are off the trees and you can actually see the topography and what surrounds it. I think it's important to let the buyer know that they're going to have to put in a driveway and find a place for the septic system and the well and where the best place to build the house was to take advantage of the views and what the property has to offer.
Get in touch with Bill Mullen at Weaver Street Realty.
We're on Main Street in Carborough, not Weaver Street. It's at 116 East Main Street, and it's right across the street from Carmel Mall. You can contact us at www.weaverstreetrealty.com or just call us at 929-5658. We'll be glad to help you out.
For all your local real estate needs, especially when it comes to property, get in touch with Bill Mullen and the Muddy Boots team at Weaver Street Realty in Carborough.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this Dickie's Barbecue Pit. If you're thinking about what to have for lunch, why not stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. All delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham up Mount Moriah Road. It is Let's see here. Temperature really warm this morning, 57 degrees right now. Areas of dense fog early, cloudy otherwise, with a 20% chance of rain. High today about 70, but be forewarned, it is really foggy out there.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's newest talk and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Better bundle up in the Dakotas.
I have four layers on and three hats.
Wind chills down to 40 below in some spots. Today's high in the North Dakota oil fields might be minus 6. In Oklahoma, stormy weather forced postponement of high school football championship games. From Montana to Kansas, it's cold, and in other sectors of the U.S. as well.
I'm Jim Crisula. Areas of the South that don't see much wintry weather are in for ice and snow. Weather forecasters are warning of, quote, disastrous travel conditions and widespread power outages from an expected ice storm in northeast Texas, southeast Oklahoma, and the western half of Arkansas. The mountains of West Virginia and eastern Kentucky could see flooding rains.
At the National Weather Service, forecaster Bob Oravec.
It is an early cold snap. At the moment, it does appear that the pattern will remain fairly cold across a good part of the country as we go through the end of the week and into the weekend.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
56 degrees in Chapel Hill, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina teachers have gone 6 years without a real pay raise, but that might change next year. Governor Pat McCrory said on Tuesday that he wants to roll out a North Carolina public school teacher pay proposal early next year, but didn't get into the specifics. Mary Gunderson, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support, said that without an attractive beginning salary to offer, it's been really hard for the school district to attract new and qualified teachers.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
North Carolina's teachers are among the lowest paid in the nation. District leaders have said in the past that the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system relies on recruiting teachers from outside the state due to a shortage of teachers from within North Carolina. The district is forced to compete with other states that offer higher salaries, and often North Carolina comes up short.
We absolutely need a competitive salary, particularly at the base of the pay scale, so that we can attract new people to the profession and be able to retain them as the years go by.
The governor told reporters after Tuesday's Council of State meeting that the first step is making sure there's room in the budget for teachers' pay increases. Stagnant salaries are just one of the many issues that educators have said threaten the education system here in North Carolina. State lawmakers eliminated salary bonuses for teachers with advanced degrees and also nixed teacher tenure. A Wake County judge found North Carolina NAACP President William Barber and 11 other Moral Monday protesters guilty of second-degree trespassing and violating building rules while rallying at the state legislature back in April. This was the first group that got arrested. District Court Judge Joy Hamilton issued her ruling on Wednesday after a two-day trial during which defense lawyers argued that the protesters' actions were protected by both the U.S. and state constitutions, according to the Associated Press. The 12 defendants in court this week were among the first of more than 900 people arrested during the weekly Moral Monday peaceful protest against legislation passed by the Republican-led General Assembly during the summer. Hamilton sentenced the defendants to pay a $100 fine and court costs. The defense gave immediate notice of appeal for the two convictions. A handful of protesters have been convicted and are appealing. A few others have been acquitted. Charges against dozens of protesters were dropped after they agreed to perform community service under a deal offered by Wake County prosecutors. Of those more than 900 people who were arrested during the series of Moral Monday protests, a lot of those people live right here in Orange County. Local governments in our county have a legacy of making history with firsts for the LGBTQ community in North Carolina. Lindy Lavelle was sworn in as Carborough's 23rd mayor on Tuesday night, becoming North Carolina's first openly lesbian mayor. She joins Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, who's openly gay as well. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with the two mayors to get their take on this historic night.
I'm really proud to be an elected official in Orange County where, frankly, it doesn't even matter that I'm gay. And in fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, oh good, we'll have another female mayor. You know, they weren't even reality. They were more interested in me being a female.
That's Lavelle. After taking the oath of office, Lavelle's partner, Alicia Stemper, presented her with a purple T-shirt that said, "I'm openly Carborough" on the back. Carrboro was the first municipality in North Carolina to elect an openly gay mayor, Mike Nelson, in 1995. More than a decade later, Mark Kleinschmidt became Chapel Hill's first openly gay mayor in 2009 and is now serving his third term in office.
As a community, we evaluate folks who ask to be leaders on par with each other, you know, that there isn't a disqualifying element, at least not a kind that you're born with.
Orange County was the first county in North Carolina to elect an openly gay county commissioner. Concerning statewide legislation, elected officials in Orange County overwhelmingly opposed Amendment 1 in 2012, Lavelle explained, and the voters did as well. Of the 100 counties in North Carolina, Orange County was only one of 8 counties to vote against the law that defined marriage solely as a union between a man and a woman. Carrboro has also made strides as the first municipality in the state to grant domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples.
I think even more perhaps than our openly gay mayors is just the fact that we've always been known, you know, not just Carrboro, but Chapel Hill and Orange County in general, for being the first to maybe talk about some ideas that seem kind of far out or seem kind of, you know, like no one's heard of them. And then several years later, the rest of the state then starts to examine them.
Though much has been done for LGBTQ rights within Orange County, Kleinschmidt said there is still work to be done on legislation in North Carolina. He cited examples such as the North Carolina Supreme Court's ban of second parent adoption rights for same-sex couples and that an employee's sexuality can be grounds for firing in North Carolina. Both Lavelle and Kleinschmidt agreed that change begins at the grassroots level, and both said they will remain committed to that during their terms in office. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A proposed light rail system that would connect UNC to Durham may interfere with some existing structures around Chapel Hill, including the UNC Findlay Golf Course. The proposed light rail is a 17-mile stretch that would connect Carolina and UNC hospitals through Duke and downtown Durham all the way to North Carolina Central University. Currently, the planned light rail will pass by Findlay Golf Course near holes 3 and 17. Senior Associate Athletic Director Willie Scroggs says they will use the original golf course designer when making any changes.
Right now, we have met with them. We have also brought in our designer who designed the golf course, the Fazio Golf Design Company, and they have given the light rail project their opinion about what should happen.
The work needed for the golf course, if the light rail is built, will include moving the tee boxes for both holes 3 and 17, along with some other work. Scroggs says the university and the athletic department will not have to pay for the changes.
That would be a cost that would be borne by the project, not the athletic department or the university.
Currently, if the plan is approved by the Federal Transit Administration, they will conduct a 2-year environmental impact study. Scrog says ground may not be broken in the light rail project for several years.
You know, I think that you probably won't see any kind of movement or ground being broken to this thing for years, possibly 5 to 8 years before something might happen.
Anticipation around the light rail will allow for the town to plan for what work will need to be done, but until the project is underway, we won't know how light rail will impact places like Findlay Golf Course. Scroggs says their goal is to continue finding ways to improve the golf course.
You know, our goal from the athletic department is we don't want to diminish the golf course that we have right now. If anything, we'd like to make it better.
For more information, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. 2 incumbents and 1 newcomer will be sworn into the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School's Board of Education tonight. Michelle Brownstein and James Barrett are returning to the school board, while Andrew Davidson will take the seat left vacant by Greg McElvain. All 3 will take the oath of office tonight, just before the board elects a new chair and vice chair. The school board will also consider adopting a new technology plan, which focuses on providing all students access to computers, both at school and at home. Under the new plan, teachers will shift from print to digital resources in the classroom, and the district will move toward cloud-based computing applications. The school board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center on Merritt Mill Road. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Coming up next, Ron Bogle has today's commentary, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics. You will no doubt hear more about Carolina's big win last night over the number 1 team in the country. Roy Williams will check in. 79-65, the final score last night. If you went to bed before it ended, the Tar Heels looked awfully impressive. All right, all of that straight ahead.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
This is Charles House, owner of University Florist in downtown Chapel Hill. For over 65 years, University Florist has been a part of the heart and soul of the Chapel Hill and Carver communities. We're proud to have served both the people and the organizations that make our town special, and we plan to continue to do so for many years to come. We'd love to help you this holiday season as you remember those special loved ones with a gift of festive flowers or plants. Also, check out our unique gift selection inside the Franklin Street store. Tis the season of giving, so give a gift of beauty from University Florist. 919-929-1119.
Tom here from Terra Nova Global Properties. Come on down this weekend to our huge blowout sale. New truckloads have just arrived. We've got homes in every style, color, and price. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all.
Whoa, whoa, Tom. That's not how we do it at Terra Nova.
You're right. I was just excited to be on the radio.
Now tell them the truth, Tom.
Okay, we listen to our clients. We have vast knowledge of the local market, and we work with buyers and sellers.
You got it.
Terra Nova Global Properties, online at terranovaglobal.com.
Tax, title, license, and dock fees not included.
Are you in a hamburger mood? Buns of Chapel Hill is serving up the best flipping burgers in town 7 days a week. Voted the best burger in Chapel Hill by readers of the Independent Weekly, the Daily Tar Heel, the Chapel Hill News, Chapel Hill Magazine, and chapelboro.com. Located right in the heart of downtown. Town on Columbia Street, just steps away from Franklin, and online at bunsofchapelhill.com. Buns of Chapel Hill will put you in the mood.
642 WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ron Vogel. Our colleges and universities are the training ground for the future. But recent arrests, supposedly our best and brightest young people, are a sad reminder that even the work of great universities, with alcohol overriding intellect and character, cannot prevent the destructive effects of the drug of choice of young America. Extreme examples of personal misconduct, to be sure. But across the nation, lives are being lost or destroyed on campuses daily in less dramatic ways by alcohol abuse. The report of the National Commission on Substance Abuse at Colleges and Universities concludes that drinking to get drunk is the biggest substance abuse problem on the nation's campuses. Sadly, many arriving college freshmen are well-seasoned drinkers long before they reach the college campus. It's estimated that over 3 million teens are alcoholics, and several million more have drinking problems they can't manage on their own. It's ironic we raise our children and send them off to be educated, preparing them for the future, only to have their futures lost or corrupted by alcohol. We owe it to young people to break the destructive cycle of underage drinking before more promising lives are lost. Contrary to Madison Avenue advertising, life is not about drinking alcohol or getting drunk, and it's time we demonstrate this in word and deed that teens will understand. This is Ron Vogel.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 644 at WCHL, and time now to hear more details on last night's win over the number one team in the country. Let's talk about the Heels.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
3 days after falling to UAB in Birmingham, Carolina Basketball went on the road and toppled the number one team in the country, Michigan State, 79-65 at the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan. How can a team which has lost to Belmont and UAB also defeat number three Louisville and number one Michigan State? Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams.
We can make this short if you want to, because I'll just say I don't know. We're as happy as we can possibly be. We're 179 degrees away from where we were after the UAB game. We were really good. Just tell you, that's exactly the way I felt.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carolina placed five players in double figures in the win, led by Kennedy Meeks' 15 points and Bryce Johnson's 14. Marcus Page, Nate Britt, and J.P. Tokoto all hit double figures as well.
Bryce and Kennedy gave us a big lift off the bench offensively. J.P. and Nate Britt really stepped up. It wasn't just the Marcus Page show today, even though I thought the first three or four minutes of the second half was crucial, and he had either 5 or 7 points early in the second half.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Basketball, WCHL. Boy, I'm going to tell you, 79-65 Carolina over the number one team of the country last night, Michigan State, on the Spartans' home court, which makes it even more amazing. 647 at WCHL. Coming up, we'll take a look at traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way. Freddie Kiger's Chippy Quiz and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
This weekend at Diamonds Direct, an incredible three-day earring-only event. All earrings in the store on sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Special prices on every pair of earrings. Classic diamond stud earrings. Stunning diamond hoop earrings. Sterling silver earrings. Pearl earrings. Earrings with diamonds and pearls. Or diamonds and sapphires. Emeralds and rubies. This is the perfect holiday gift for women. You can't go wrong with a nice pair of earrings. And you can't beat these prices. Our selection of earrings has never been greater. Literally thousands of pairs of gorgeous earrings on sale. Fabulous designer earrings straight from the fashion runway. Teardrop earrings. Cluster earrings. Chandelier earrings. Halo, martini, and dangling earrings. Earrings with precious and semi-precious stones. All colors. It's amazing. And they're all on sale. This weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, during this event, we have same-as-cash financing for 15 months on any pair of earrings. Free gift wrapping, too. The three-day holiday earring event. This weekend only at Diamonds Direct on Glenwood beside Crabtree Valley Mall.
This is Martha Jenkins from Kitchen Works in University Mall. I hope everyone's as excited as we are about the fabulous holiday food that's right around the corner. Holiday cooking can be stressful, but at Kitchen Works, we can help you find the tools, gift packaging, and the confidence to make this your best year yet. So break out all your favorite holiday recipes this season, and remember to come see us at Kitchen Works in University Mall, where we're open until 9 p.m. Kitchen Works, your everything for the kitchen supplier.
Time again for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. If you need something really simple, like a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, or if you just want to go browse, go there. Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. Well, as far as traffic is concerned this morning, slow on 15501 South between North Carolina 54 and Manning Drive. Things moving along very slowly today, and also a little bit slow on North Carolina 54 between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Also on Franklin Street between 15501 and Estes Drive, just minor delays, nothing really serious to worry about, but things moving along a little slowly this morning on those particular routes. But otherwise, everything looking good except the fog, and that going slow is actually a good thing. Please allow yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning because it is really foggy out there. Visibility not exactly great. Please be careful out there. And speaking of the weather, your forecast calls for dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Otherwise, after the fog clears away, cloudy skies today, 20% chance of rain. High today, about 70 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, near steady temperatures, about 65, right around there. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies with the highs in the middle 70s. Chance of rain coming for Friday night, and the entire weekend we'll have a chance of rain. Doggone it. It is 56 degrees right now at WCHL. And time now to turn to celebrity birthdays. We got a whole bunch of them to report this morning. We'll start with Richard Penniman, otherwise known as Little Richard. 81 years old today. Hard to believe. Ooh, Tutti Frutti. Let's see here. Actor Calvin Trillin, 78 years old today. Opera singer Jose Carreras is 67. Jim Messina, best known for his work along with Kenny Loggins, Loggins and Messina, 66 years old today. College Football Hall of Famer Jim Plunkett turned 66. World Golf Hall of Famer Lanny Watkins is 64 today. Actress Morgan Brittany is 62. Actor Brian Backer, 57. Pro Football Hall of Famer Art Monk is 56. Country singer Ty England turns 50 today. Actress Margaret Cho is 45. Morgan J. Freeman, writer-director. This is not the Morgan Freeman that you know. I guess it's maybe his son. I don't know. 44. Actress Paula Patton is 38. Actress Amy Acker, 37 years old today. Actor Nick Stahl, 34. And actor Frankie Muniz is 28. And a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today, and not today, but Saturday. And since I won't be here Saturday, I'm going to go ahead and wish her a happy birthday today. Dolores Clark has a birthday coming up. And Dolores, we're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamut. Chris Derby and the folks there always enjoy taking care of their customers. Dolores Clark, a birthday on Saturday. Everybody, help her celebrate.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, it would be really cool today. Why don't we do some trivia? And look who's here.
Unbelievable.
Freddie Kiger.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing how those things work
power
out?
Power of positive and persuasive thought.
I didn't say it was positive.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Oh, man.
Power of suggestion.
You only hurt the ones you love.
I always think of Spike Jonze when he did that, turned it into a big comic routine.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Remember Spike Jonze did that? Took a lot of tunes and turned them into comic stuff?
That goes back a long way.
Spike Jonze. You doing all right?
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Just doing okay. Just trying to get through it.
Oh, man. I mean, are you starting to get a little stressed about Christmas?
Not stressed. Starting to get a little excited about it now. Starting to feel it.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is.
Yeah, I think
it's time. It's time to start feeling it.
Yeah, putting things in gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're doing a question today. It has nothing to do with Christmas.
All right.
Or Hanukkah or or Kwanzaa or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing flags.
Have anything to do with Ramadan?
Flags. No.
Okay.
No
flags. Ramadan. All right. Flags.
More
flags up on the left.
More
flags up on the right. Flags up every damn where. Sorry.
Where is that from?
Hot Nuts.
Hot Nuts. Ah. Yeah. Hot Nuts. Getting from the peanut man.
Doug Clark and Hot Nuts.
Oh, gosh.
That was John Clark, actually.
Oh, man.
Or Prince Taylor.
Yeah.
I ran into Prince Taylor the other day.
Did it hurt when you ran into him?
Well, actually, we managed to avoid the actual collision.
Okay.
I ran into him in the grocery store.
Well, those are good people.
Prince is a good guy.
They're all good people. I miss Doug still.
Wonderful voice.
Yeah.
Oh, so do I.
All right, today we're doing flags.
Yeah.
With 50 stars. This is a hard one, by the way. Mm-hmm. The United States flag has more stars than...
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Clear your throat.
With 50
let me clear my throat.
With 50 stars, the United States flag has more stars than any other country.
Uh-huh.
What nation, which is in the Western Hemisphere, has the flag with the second most stars, 27?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. Well, now you could maybe start deducing and make a reasonable guess.
Can you deduce on the radio?
You can.
I don't know.
You can deduce, induce.
We get induced
produce.
Once anyway, and then I might get fired.
Yeah.
But
you can't reproduce.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yes. So the United States flag has 50 stars. What flag has 27 in the Western Hemisphere and therefore the second most stars on a flag?
I have no idea.
919-929-WCHL. We might have a few people in our community. I'm more than a few, who hail from this country. They'll be all over it.
That's true. Call right now and you can be a winner.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Linda McDonough is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's the executive director of Just Right Academy.
Just Right Academy started because I have a child with dental illness, and I was unable to find a school for her. She went to Wright School. school in Durham, which is part of the North Carolina mental health system, and was very successful there, but then there was nothing in place for her when she came out. And that's true for a lot of kids. So a friend and I just thought we're going to do this, and we did. And there's been quite a demand from parents. We draw from 7 counties.
Now, why is Just Right Academy just right?
Because these kids, every place else they've been, they have been all wrong.
Wow, what a great answer.
We have an individualized program for kids that tries to reduce stress. We have about 10 teachers for 30 kids. We don't group by grade, but we work with them on their ability level. We incorporate a lot of movement, a lot of things to reduce stress, and we do direct teaching of social skills.
And Just Right Academy has a very special fundraising event coming up on Saturday from 1 to 4.
We have a silent auction and table raffle coming up. It is free admission, and we'll have all sorts of things that people all over the world have donated. It will be from 1 to 4 on Saturday, and we hope everybody will come.
Tell me where this money is going to go and what it's going to do.
Because of our student-teacher ratio, we tend to be in the expensive side, and we want to make it possible for children who are lower income to come here. And so it will go directly to help students with tuition assistance. About a third of our students receive some sort of tuition assistance, and we'd like to widen that if possible.
Linda McDonough has quite a background in teaching. In fact, her teaching career began 36 years ago.
I have been teaching since 1977. I was a Title I reading teacher in the western part of the state. I taught public school and private school, and I started the Augustine Project, which is an outreach of Holy Family Episcopal Church, and they provide 70 hours of reading instruction for tutors who volunteer to tutor low-income children with reading problems. Reading is my strongest part of my background.
Just Right Academy is at 3717 Murphy School Road in Durham, at Old North Carolina 10 to south of Hillsboro, near Chapel Hill, in the historic Murphy School Shared Visions Retreat Center. If you'd like to find out more, go to justrightacademy.org. Thank you, Linda McDonough. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, a lot of phone calls this morning. 658 at WCHL.
Freddie, what country is it that has a flag with 27 stars?
Well, what do you think the stars would? What do you think the stars would relate to? I mean, what do you think they represent?
Stars might represent, well, in the case of the United States, it would represent a state.
Okay, expand that. So states in this country. So what country would have to be big enough to probably have at least 27 states or districts?
What country?
Yeah.
Canada?
Well, they have provinces.
Yeah. I mean, Brazil?
You got it!
Oh, really?
See?
I'm thinking Brazil.
You could also maybe name Mexico.
Large.
Yeah, but Brazil's huge country.
Well, you know, Pixie Stocking called in with the answer this morning right away. Took her about 5 seconds to get that one. Pixie Stocking gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and also gets the Swap Trivia Prize. And I have to say, Merry Christmas to Pixie Stocking. I'm sure she's never heard that before. Make sure you handle those... Hang those stockings with care or whatever you do. Thank you very much, Pixie.
Are you cleaning out closets after the holidays in preparation for the new year? Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop, where we are happy to accept your gently used items at our Carrboro and Chapel Hill locations. You can donate at either location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And just as a reminder, we are closed for donations on Sundays. Wishing you a Happy New Year from the PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
Thank you so much, Barbara. You see that great big smile on her face? She's all happy about that brand new store. It's fantastic. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carboro weather. It is 56 degrees, very foggy this morning. Please watch out for the fog. It's thick. Areas of dense fog early this morning, otherwise cloudy. 20% chance of rain later on in the day. Look for a high this afternoon of about 70 degrees.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is Commerce
CBS
Plus.
News, I'm Frank Settapani. The big chill has arrived across the northern tier of the country. Tia Holik is the overnight manager at a hotel in Missoula, Montana, where the temperature right now is -3 degrees.
My nose freezes instantly and my fingertips freeze instantly. I have to warm up my car like a half hour before I leave.
Frigid Arctic air will make snow shoveling a back.